Hello guys, good morning. I want to talk today about feminism in Israel and the situation of men in Israel. And I can say one thing, that the Israeli women are very, very evil. You know, if you live in Texas, in Houston, Texas, or in New York, Manhattan, New York, or in Miami, Florida, or wherever you live in the world, the feminism is not that hard like the Israeli feminism. Like, you know, your feminism in the United States is a mild feminism, and the feminism in Israel is a severe feminism. Wow, I can't even explain you how much the women in Israel are hard, are cheating with you, are bad with you. They don't know how to behave with men, they don't know how to respect a man. Like, the feminism in Israel is the worst. Like, Sweden is in heaven compared to Israel. Sweden is literally heaven compared to Israel. I'm not kidding with you. So I tell everyone, I tell my friends in the United States that I play sometimes Hearts of Iron 4 with them and other Counter-Strike and other computer games. Do not come to Israel, no matter what are the circumstances, because, sorry for my English, it's not the best, because I didn't speak English for a long time, because you don't have with who to speak English in Israel. Most of the people in Israel don't speak in English at all, but I read really good English and I write really good in English, but it's a bit hard for me to speak in English, so I'm doing my best, and I believe that when I will make more videos, my English will improve in time. So what can I say is that, wow, the Israeli women, wow, you know, they never smile. No matter what you will do, they will never smile. You know, you walk in the street, you go to pick up a girl, and she doesn't even smile to you. You know, you go like, I went in Tel Aviv yesterday, I went to a girl like this. Hey, how you doing? Like this. Hey, how you doing? What's up? I'm Chezi, you know. And she likes, go away, don't talk to me. And I went to women in Israel, like in the street, and I say, like, she was in the phone, I say, hello, how you doing? You say, you know what she told me? Don't tell me hello, don't say to me hello, don't speak to me. And I had a woman that walked next to me. I went in the street, and one was a woman that walked there, like next to me here. And I told her, like, how you doing, what's up, and, you know, all this stuff. And, like, she went like this. Her face looked like this. Like, she wanted to kill me. Like, the press in Israel are so against men. We don't have any rights in Israel. That's why I joined MGTOW, Men Going Their Own Way. And I took the red pill, like, 3 years ago. And I'm on the social media, I'm working a lot, and I'm publishing a lot of things of MGTOW and a lot of things for men rights and against feminism. I'm a religious Jew. I'm a really religious Jew. And what I'm doing in Israel is publishing material against feminism and all the leftist feminism that want to destroy our world and to destroy men. I believe that feminists wants to destroy men. That's what I believe. I see in the eyes, like, when I was like 5 years younger, like 5 years ago, women were a lot more nice to men in Israel. So there are a lot of reasons why that happened. One of the reasons is that we didn't have iPhones. The iPhones and the smartphone and the Samsung wasn't so developed like today. But in our world today, the iPhone and the Samsung are very developed, so it's really hard to communicate with a woman that is on the phone all the time. Like, she go on the street, she go like this on the phone, like this. You can't make any eye contact with her because she was on the phone all the time. So it's really hard. And other things is, like, because I fight against feminism in Israel, so some feminist activist journalist in Israel make some articles against me and against what I'm doing for men rights. and against feminism, of course. So the press is very bad. So I'm working in YouTube right now. You know, I don't know if YouTube will not restrict my channel, because they restrict everyone. Everyone that speaks against Corona or against the vaccine against Corona, and you know, everyone that says something that's not controversial, so they block him and they suspend his account, and you know, they just ban his YouTube channel, and it's really bad. You know, freedom of speech, you know, I feel like men don't have any freedom of speech. You can't say what you think. Things that were very illegal and very very logical, like logical 20 years ago, today are not. Like, the world went crazy. That's what I feel. The world went crazy. And like I said in other videos, one of the main reasons we are suffering from feminism, like the fourth wave, we are in the fourth wave of feminism. This fourth wave have one exact purpose, is to destroy men. Is to destroy men economical situation, is to destroy men family, is to destroy men socially. It's just destroying men. That's what the feminists want to do, destroying men. Destroying men that have good jobs and they are high in the level of the society. They want to destroy them. That's what those women want to do. And they want to replace that man and take the job. It's like woman wants to be man, and men tend to be women in our days, and woman wants to be men. They want to replace men. That's what I'm saying. So, wow. So what is good in the United States, the United Kingdom, women are smiling to you. Even if they don't like you, they will do it with a smile. They will say no thank you with a smile, and they will try to be nice to you, and they will be nice. Even if you pick up with them and you start with them, they will be nice to you. In Israel, the women are just bad. They just go away. We don't want to talk to you. They can curse you. They can say, go away from me, you son of, you know, bad words, really bad words that I don't want to say. They can say really bad words to you. They can just ignore you. Like, you come to them and they just ignore you and then don't care about you. You know, I thought about even taking the black pill. You know, sometimes I even fake to pick the black pill. And why I want to take the black pill, because it's not worth it anymore. If you're not 10 out of 10, you have a lot of money, you have a very expensive car, you know, BMW or something like that, it's like no one cares about you. And you can get a woman that looks like 4 or 5, but you know, who wants to go with the 4 or 5, you know? And even this 4 or 5, when it will be 1 month away, she will cheat on you. So what's the purpose of this, you know? So I tell you one thing, people all over the world, do not come to Israel. Do not come to this country. This country is hell. Israel is hell. United States, the feminism in United States compared to the feminism in Israel is like heaven compared to hell. That's like, even the feminist women in the United States are a lot nicer for compared to the non-feminist women in Israel. Like, it's like that. The best Israeli women is worse than the worst American women. And I'm not talking about Asia and Thailand. Okay, there it's a lot better. But what when men are channeling, and the challenging things for men that are happening in our days, it's like men life are disasters. Like 20 years ago, men life were good. Like, you can go out to a bar or someplace, meet a nice woman, you know, like 6, 7, and start with her, pick up with her, and you know, things were going well. But today, the women have so many options. You can look at the WhatsApp, you can see she's writing and messaging and with like 200, 300 men, you know, she doesn't even care about you. So, you know, you're just a number. You know, today, man is just a number. And another thing, that we have too many men in the world, like, in our ages, I mean, compared to 0 to 40, we have like between 5% or, to 7% more men in the voice. It depends on the country. Like in Israel, from ages 0 to 40, we have like 4% or between 4 to 5% more men than women. If we had like, you know, we had like, you know, 200% women, you know, like for each man we have like 3 women, or for each man we have even had 1.5 women, like 50% more women, the situation was very good, because in our situation that's the world average is like, in the world average, in the ages 0 to 40, you can check even the human ratio, the human percentage ratio on Google, on Wikipedia, and you can see that we have in the world like 7% human ratio. We have like 7% more men than women in the world, and I think it's a disaster, because back days like World War I, World War II, we have wars, a lot of men died. Like in Russia, after in the Soviet Union, after World War II, there were like a double woman for men. Like for each man, you had 2 women in the Soviet Union after World War II, because so many Soviet soldiers died. In Germany, same. 5.5 million men died in World War II in the German army. And it's not a, so all over the world we had wars and fighting, so many men died. But in the recent 40 years, there are no major wars in the world, and nobody fight anyone. Like we don't have a big conflict in the world. So what happens that more men are being birthed, and there is 7% more men, because a woman has a chance of 7% more to have a boy and not a girl, to have a guy, man and not a woman, boy and not a girl. So that's are the percentages. So what happening in the world, you can check, like in China you have like 17% more men. In India it's like 15% more men than women. It's a really disaster. And in Israel it's 4%, United States I think it's 5% more men. But when you go to like 60, 70 years old people, it's like 1% more and 1% more men, and there are countries that it's like 1% more women. Like the world average is like a 1% more men than women, but they look at the you know, at people that are 60 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old, 90 years old, and in those generations so many men died in war. Like 90 years ago we are talking about World War II, so the effects of World War II are affecting people that are like 70 years old and more, but they are not affecting the young generation, like 0 to 40, because we didn't have any major wars in the world in the last 40 years. So pick up in Israel is a bad option, you know, and the optimal option I think today is, even in Eastern Europe it's not so easy to get a girl there, you know, they have a lot of the women there want a lot from the men. Even in Eastern Europe, they are not hungry for bread. Believe me, they are not hungry for bread and honey and eggs, you know. They have money in Ukraine and in Belarus. They are not that poor, you know. And they have a lot of demands for men, even in Eastern Europe. So Asia is better, but the feminism is get to Asia too. You know, Hollywood is spreading feminism all over the world, so it's not so easy. So, wow, the Israeli women, wow, so hard with them. They are so evil, they are so cheating, they don't care about you. Like, Israeli women, she can be with you today, and tomorrow she can be with your friend. She doesn't even care. She will just block you, and if you will send another message to her, she will call the police, she will go to police, and she will make an official, she will tell the police that you are that you try to call her too much and to connect with her too much. You are disturbing her life. That's what she can say, that you are disturbing her. That's it. What can I say more? That the life here in Israel are bad. The weather is very good. Like, the weather in Israel is really, really good. Like, you go out even in October, September, November, the weather is really, really good. So, the you know, you look at the place, at the cities, at the villages in Israel, they are very pretty. Israel is a very, very pretty country. But the women in Israel is hell. Like, if you want to meet a woman that will, you will be miserable with her for the rest of your life, come to Israel. And even the women that say they are not feminist in Israel, they are gold diggers. Like, you have all feminist women, all gold digger women. Like, you don't have something with me. All she is feminist, all she is gold digger. And if she is feminism, she will make you miserable. She doesn't care about, she doesn't take care of herself. Like, she don't even, you know, paint her hair. She doesn't care. Like, if she, even if she has an asymmetric boobs, breast, she will not fix it. She will not make an asymmetric surgery to fix her breast, or to lift her breast, or to enhance her breast if she needs to. They don't care. They don't care from how she looks, because there will always be the simp that will take them as they are. Always will be the simp down there that will look at her and will be with her even if she looks like 4 out of 10. And the problem that women in Israel that are 4 out of 10 think that they are 9 out of 10. And all of that is because of the press. Even because of the press, the press channels that tell the people, the women, no, you're perfect at your ass, you know, fat acceptance and all this bullshit, you know. They tell them, yeah, you're perfect, yeah, honey, we love you, yeah. Yeah, keep miserable, your husband, keep living. Oh my God, it's such a hell here, like, wow. Wow, the LMS, you need to be such a high LMS, look, money, status, to get a decent woman. And even if you have her, she will not be with you for the rest of your life, because, you know, when another guy that is high value than you, she will go for him, she will pick him. So you need to be high value all the time. And really, the Israeli women, they are just not nice. They are very rude, they are not polite, they don't have any manners. Even if you pick up her and she will reject you, she will reject you with a very bad way, very bad behavior that will lower your self-confidence a lot. So Israel is not the right place for you if you are looking for a woman. If you're looking to see a nice for a nice vacation and to see the beautiful places in Israel, agriculture, history, nice food. The food in Israel is very fresh, very good. It's good. But if you want to find a woman, no, it's not the right place for you. The Israeli women are very bad. They are very evil. They are the women from the hell. They don't care about you. They're not nice. They're rude. They are cheating. They flipping around, you know, all the time. They can flip with you all the time. And they go from another man to another man to another man to another man. And, you know, but because Israel is a very traditional country, so even the non-traditional women are very keeping on herself. They're not sleeping with a guy so fast. The hookups are pretty well in Israel. You know, hookups with a good-looking woman are very well in Israel. Like, women want a serious relationship. They will not go for a hookup. So that's it for today. Do not come to Israel. It's hell here. The women will treat you here very bad. The women in Israel are treating very, very bad to the average Israeli guy. No manners, very rude, very, very thinks of themselves. They think they are very good and they are not. So feminism is very, very hard in Israel, very, very tough in Israel. It's the most feminist country in the world. There is no country that is more feminist in Israel. It's like a bad feminism. It's the feminism in Israel is a feminism of hating men. It's just literally to hate the men. To hate the men, to go to the police on every man, to go to the court with every man. That's the feminism, is just hate the man. That's it. So that's it for today. I hope good times will come soon.